welcome to the $100 MBA show, where you, yes you, learn how to be better at business with our daily 10-minute business lessons for the real world. I'm your host, your coach, your teacher, Omar Zenholm. I'm also the co-founder of the $100 MBA, a complete business training and community online. And in today's session, you will learn why build a service-based business. Now, right before we jump into this, full disclosure, most of my business pursuits in the past have been in the services. I actually ran a lot of service-based businesses, web development, design. Nicole and I have done a lot of video work for clients, you know, shooting conferences, doing video reels, doing documentary-style video trailers for people's websites and, you know, telling their stories. So a lot of our work was in services. Just recently, we transitioned to more product-based, a more product-based business with the $100 MBA. So we have a lot of experience in this area. We also have a unique perspective being able to show you all the pluses and the minuses of having a service-based business. So let's get down to business. First of all, what is a service-based business? A service-based business is simply any kind of business where you have to exchange your time for money. So a good example of this is a web programmer or a photographer or a videographer, right? So these people, they are actually using their skills, their time, their talent. So the more time they work on a project, the more they need to get paid. So usually these people have rates in terms of like an hourly rate, or they have a project rate, meaning that this project is going to take roughly this much amount of time, and therefore this is how much the project is going to cost. And it's really relative to the amount of time they need to spend. Now, the huge minus of services is that they don't scale very well, right? So with products, they scale very well because you create them once and you can sell them over and over again without you being present. But with services, obviously, you have to be present. And, you know, you only really, if you're, you know, running this business and you're the talent, you only can really do this if you're present, if you're there. A good example of this is somebody who performs live, like a stand-up comedian, right? They have to go to the show, right? Unless they're very large and have their own TV show or, you know, podcasts or CDs or something like that, then they really can't scale it. They have to go to the show and tell their jokes in order to actually earn money. So this is kind of the compromise you're going to have to do with services. But services are a great business, especially for those who like a lot of different types of challenges, a lot of different changes. It's actually a lot of fun dealing with new clients every so often. You know, when we did a lot of video work, we got a chance to get to know a lot of different people, learn about their stories, and be able to tell their story in a creative way. Obviously, in the beginning, when we first got started, you know, we had to deal with clients we really didn't like because we had to take on work and get the experience. When I say didn't like, they were great as people, you know, there's nothing personal. But the project was really not the type of thing that we had the full freedom or something that we really felt that we can add our creative touch to it. Or maybe we've just felt like the subject matter was very dry or, you know, it was a very low budget type of project and we weren't able to really do a lot with it. But as we got more experience, we got to choose a little bit more of the clients we work with. What we call pruned our client list and worked with the clients that we really enjoyed working with. And we're able to really have a lot of fun working on projects and building something that's pretty amazing. You know, you actually put a video together for a client and it really affects their business, affects their sales, affects their whole life because we're able to tell their story in a creative way. So services can be really satisfying. They can be really fulfilling, right? And a lot of people are kind of going away from services because they feel like, oh, it doesn't scale. But services have their purpose. I think in a lot of ways, there's a lot of businesses in the service industry that are irreplaceable. And it's just a matter of time where you can charge more and more and more for your services. A good example of this is like a photographer. When somebody first gets started as a photographer, maybe they can't charge a lot. But down the line, you know, there's some really famous photographers like Chase Jarvis or something like that, where he will charge $200,000 for a video shoot, right? That sounds insane to you, but people will pay him that because they really think his craft, his art is worth it. And his style is one of a kind. So services have an interesting dynamic. Now, if you are somebody who is a creator, an artist, and you like to serve people and you're in the service industry, don't think for some reason you're going to be a starving artist. You can make some serious good money as a service-based business. So the reason why I'm saying this right now is because a lot of people feel like they just put services aside and say, oh, forget it. I'm not going to do services because it doesn't scale well. Services have their purpose, and you can really still do very well in the services industry. Now, if you're in the services, there are a few things you really need to focus on to make sure that you're successful. One is your portfolio. When you're first getting started, you need to make sure you're growing your portfolio, meaning that you can show your potential clients that you're able to produce the work that you're saying that you're doing. Now, it doesn't matter if you're an artist or if you're a plumber or if you're a hairstylist that we talked about. You know, these are all in the services. You need to show that you're able to actually perform. So if you go to, like if I went to a barbershop, it's often you'll see in the barbershop people displaying photos of different haircuts they've taken from, you know, their clients or have done for their clients. And it shows that, hey, I can do some pretty interesting things with your hair, right? This is like their portfolio, and you need to make sure your portfolio is up to snuff or is of high quality if you have a service-based business. The other thing is that you need to make sure that you can get clients. And we talk a lot about this in the $100 MBA in our course called Building a Service-Based Business, where getting clients is so important. We have some really great strategies in the course about how you can get clients, some really interesting ones that people haven't heard of, but we actually came up with them ourselves because we needed clients when we first got started. So we started getting creative about how to get clients and how to get return customers and be able to have a steady flow of customers. You want to make sure that you're booked so you're not sitting at home wondering where you're going to get your next your next pay so you can pay the rent or get some groceries, right? So we really don't believe in the starving artist. You don't need to be starving. You can make a healthy living in the services. And you also need to make sure that you're not choosing clients that are not great for your business. Now, not every client is created equal. We talk about this, you know, in the negotiation stage, in the point where you're actually proposing to your clients or your customers, you need to make sure they qualify. You need to qualify them. You shouldn't just take anybody with a pulse. You need to make sure that this person is going to be worth the time and effort, because one of the mistakes we made in the past is that we would just take on any client. What happens is that our schedule gets filled with these like low-balling clients, you know, clients that want a website for $1,500 or $2,000, you know, and they would waste all our time instead of qualifying for a client that I actually want to work with. And instead of having three clients that are paying me $2,000 each, I have one client that's paying me $10,000 and I'm making $4,000 more because, you know, $10,000 is more than six. So make sure that you are qualifying your clients. Maybe you're thinking about, maybe not just when you're first getting started, but after 3 months or so, you really should start thinking about qualifying your clients, making sure that you're getting the clients that work best for you. Guys, that's just a snapshot of a service-based business. We have a whole lot more inside the $100 MBA, so you can check that out if you'd like. We love talking about other different kinds of businesses. So if you guys have any questions or any suggestions of any kind of episodes or lessons you want to hear of the $100 MBA show, just send us an email at contact@100mba.net. That's contact@100mba.net. So quickly, just to summarize today's lesson, services don't scale well, but you can charge a hefty amount, a big price tag, more than most products for each client. So you can ask for more money when you are in the services, but you're exchanging time for money. And that's kind of the trade-off with the service-based business. Guys, do us a favor and take a moment to give us a rating and review on iTunes. We would love to hear how we're doing. And this really helps us get exposure on iTunes so more and more people can find out about the $100 MBA show. We're also giving away a free lifetime membership to the $100 MBA every week on Friday. So our first one is next Friday and we're calling it Free Ride Fridays. So that's going to be a lot of fun. Your review might be the one we choose and you'll win a free lifetime membership to the $100 MBA. We do this every week. So please give us some love on iTunes. Guys, to learn more about what we do, you can just check out the $100 MBA. That's 100mba.net. Until the next session, business is not rocket science, guys, but there are some fundamentals about business that you really need to master and understand very well to be successful at it. And this is what we try to do here at the $100 MBA show. So until then, keep on learning, keep on growing, guys.